feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Oh, yeah. When he says, I feel nice, like sugar and spice, Wanda takes down the music, and we go into our next segment, and this is going to be an awesome segment. We've got Adam Yermak. He's the founder of the boutique technology law firm, Yermak & Associates. He focuses on M&A, securities law, real estate. He lives here in Miami, but he brings lots of money from New York, Tel Aviv, and his hometown of Denver. We'll have you on sometime when we talk about the business opportunities specific only to Denver, and you know what I mean. Adam, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Now, I'm going to give Adam some technical advice. You're going to talk like this, Adam, right into
into the mic.
There you go. Okay.
First time.
There you go. Now, Adam, tell me a little bit about what's going on. We build this as an overview of the technology ecosystem. How's it here in South Florida for the raising of money and capitalizing technology?
So we've got this incredible opportunity right now where Miami is turning into a hub for technology from all over Latin America and a lot of the South. And so as it's expanding through other, you know, all over the world, and Tel Aviv specifically has gotten in with the Idea Center, thanks to the Knight Foundation. And so we just had Startup Nation, which was on Monday and Tuesday of this week.
Sure, that was awesome, right?
It was awesome. 25 incredible entrepreneurs with technology ranging from everything from the software development to, cancer fighting technology. So getting those kind of people here in town has just been incredible, and it's bringing money, attracting the type of capital that's up in Boca that we have all through, you know, Palm Beach all the way down to Coconut Grove. And that's what we need.
You know, I was talking to a gentleman down here that's a part of the cultural community. That's right. I talk culture too, not just business. And we were talking about the impact that culture has on business, how what we really need to do to continue to grow our economy is to somehow create a place where people come together with more collisions, more ideas, and more cash. And it sounds to me like you're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that. There's a great network of people down here trying to bring the technology down here, trying to create an ecosystem where people want to move to, especially the technological savvy, the software builders and things like that who want to be in Miami. This is a great place to live. It's a beautiful place to be. Wonderful opportunities, but there needs to be more of a reason for them to move here. And groups are putting that together all over the place, and the ecosystem is coming together.
So it sounds like when people are in technology, you're working hard to make Miami all about them.
All about them. What it's all about is the inventors, the people with the great ideas, trying to figure out a way. And Bruce really nailed it when he's talking about it's all about them, because at the end of the day, we have great ideas here, and we don't want them to leave and go to New York. We don't want them to go to Boston. We want them to stay here. We want them to find the talent that they need down here, both from a legal perspective, a technical perspective, and everything else. And so we need to provide those pillars so people come down here and start building their companies here in South Florida.
Well, a lot of people have the misinformation that there's no talent here, that there's no staffing here, that they can't fill the positions that they need here with quality individuals. How are you finding that particular objection, Adam?
It's tough. It really is. It's sort of a chicken before the egg scenario where you have you really have great ideas, but the software developers and the schools that are building those great software folks are just now getting off the ground down here. So they're starting to graduate them. They're starting to get into the market, and they're really, you know, becoming more sophisticated and experienced. But at this point, it's tough to get them down here.
And it seems to me like a lot of it's just concentrated in Wynwood. I know a lot of your investors, have a lot of bets that they've placed in Wynwood, that they really believe in Wynwood. Wynwood's now, I think, returning the investment to them, I think, in a quite positive way.
Big way, yeah.
And people didn't understand why. Well, the zoning's increasing, but also it's because it's a concentration of a certain type of creative individual where sparks are beginning to occur in the industries related around technology and entertainment.
Yes, and Wynwood is becoming a hub for creative people of all types. It started with the artist, and as the groups from New York started building out the potential for, you know, the hubs to be there, and the incubators and accelerators, and as attorneys move in and people start to come down and see it as a viable option that's the anti-South Beach, it really is an attractive place for people to come visit and be.
What's the most amazing thing about Wynwood so far is the line outside of Zach's.
Right. The hollow line.
The
right
hollow
on Friday?
Line.
Sure.
Exactly. My wife, she said, my wife has a system for everything, and we won't go into that right now, but we do get challah every Shabbos. And it's interesting because that's a complete demographic that didn't have any service in that neighborhood now, and it's one of the precursors to a vibrant technology and investing community. Are you finding that to be accretive to what you're doing?
It is, in an odd way. Zach was one of the anchors that was brought down. I believe Zach was in France for a while and brought down, a kosher bakery. It's fantastic. If anybody's not been there, the
doesn't matter that it's kosher.
Just the best.
It's just fabulous food.
It's so good.
It's bread that's food. When you see on TV or hear that people need bread to live, and you go, how the heck can people live on bread? You could live on Zach's bread, that's a story for another day.
You could, and those kind of anchors in the neighborhood are not only what attracts people, but attracts young people, millennials, the ones who are really growing up on technology and can do everything from, building out apps to what we're seeing a lot of, especially like on my trip next week to Tel Aviv, which is cybersecurity. And that's something that Miami is very vested in, especially with the airport and other hubs as we open up the port as well.
Do you know Jim Engleton?
I don't.
Okay, you're getting together with Jim Engleton. He's my cybersecurity guru. When we put his content on, it gets repurposed all the time. He's one of our highest repurposement people, and that's what we do here.
Great.
Because Freedom Business is what? All about you.
All about you.
All about you, Adam. I'm going to make it all about you on this case.
Thanks,
Jim. So tell me a little bit more about what you're doing and how you and I could work together to make it a better place for other people.
So a lot of what I do is look for clients that need a corporate lawyer, but look for clients who are also looking for that corporate lawyer who has connectivity in different cities outside of Miami. We want the groups here with the great ideas and beyond to come here and say, we need someone who's got the connectivity in Tel Aviv, New York, Denver, which is where I'm from, and we can bring ideas, we can bring people here, and it really makes, in my opinion, that's how you build a team. You need to build a team sometimes from outside of the city that you're in, and if you can do that on an international level, you're able to find top talent, worldwide.
How do people get a hold of you if they want to be part of your team, Adam?
Sure. You can look me up online, YourMacPA. And yourmacpa.com, or you can find me, just Google me, just Adam Yormack, YORMACK.
Yeah, one of the things we didn't talk about, we'll have you back and talk about it again, is your involvement in the community and charitable works. I want to thank you so much, because you didn't just come here to live here, you came here to build a life. And when you do that, it's about the other people in the community. And I want to thank you for that, Adam.
It's my pleasure.
We look forward to having you as part of the team here on the show, talking about technology and incubation and all this great stuff. We'll get you on with the Knight Foundation sometime soon.
Be great. No, Matt Hagman's a good friend, so that'd be fantastic.
Well, we'll get Matt on. We can't wait to have you. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.